I'm about to begin. So please find yourself a comfortable seat, close your eyes, and begin to relax. And as you relax yourself comfortably in your chair, take a deep breath in and exhale. Let your body relax. Let go of tightness from your shoulders. And when you next breathe in, take a really, really deep breath in and imagine the air going right down to the tips of your toes and feet. And when you exhale, relax your toes and feet. Let them go completely now. And enjoy the feeling of looseness and comfort in your feet and toes. And when you next breathe in, imagine the air going down into your lower legs around your ankles and calf muscles. And then when you exhale, let your lower legs relax. That's right. Let them go. And when you next breathe in, imagine the air going right down into your knees and thighs, and when you exhale, breathe away any tightness or tension from those parts of your body, leaving your legs totally relaxed now. Enjoy the feeling of letting your legs totally relax. That's right. And when you next breathe in, imagine the air going down into your tummy area, down around your abdomen. And when you exhale, relax your tummy. Relax your lower back and your buttocks. And let all your internal organs relax as well. It's so important to let your body relax now. That's right. And when you next breathe in, imagine the air expanding throughout your chest and back. Fill your lungs to capacity. And when you exhale, let your back relax. Let your chest relax. Feel all the little muscles between your ribs loosen and be comfortable now. That's right. And when you next breathe in, imagine the air going down into your hands and fingers, right to the tips of your fingers. And when you exhale, just let your arms and hands flop now, relaxing the fingers and the hands, and letting that sense of comfort and relaxation extend up into your wrists and forearms now. And breathe away any tightness in your upper arms, so that now both your arms are loose and comfortable, and you're relaxing more and more every time you breathe out. That's right. And this time when you breathe in, lift your shoulders. Feel the shoulders lift. And when you exhale, just let the shoulders totally rest now. Really comfortable. That's right. So many people hold tightness in their shoulders. It's important to let your shoulders be comfortable now. And when you next breathe in, imagine the air going up into your neck and jaw. And then when you exhale, relax your neck and relax your jaw by letting your mouth open just a tiny bit to relax your tongue. That's right. Let go. Relax. And when you next breathe in, imagine breathing in through your nose and imagine the air going up into your head, into your face, swirling around your head, and when you exhale, relax all the muscles of your face. Relax your cheeks and around the side of your head, your ears, your nose, relax. And especially the little muscles around your eyes, forehead. Some people hold tension around their forehead and around their eyes. You can let it go now. That's right. And finally, let your scalp and hair relax. And as you continue to breathe, simply direct all your attention to your breath now, noticing what happens when you breathe. Notice how when you breathe in, you feel your chest expand, and when you breathe out, you can feel it contract. And when you breathe in, there's a slight movement back of your head. And when you breathe out, very slightly your head moves forward. So there's almost like a rocking motion, isn't there? And as you continue to pay attention to this gentle rocking motion and this gentle rhythm of your breathing now, I'm going to count down from 21 to 1. And with every descending number that you hear, let your physical body become even more comfortable and relaxed. And let your emotions quieten. And put your mind now into that perfect state for visualization. 21, 20, 19. Let yourself relax just a bit more now. That's right. 18, 17, 16. And you're feeling completely comfortable and safe now. 15, 14, 13. Notice how your body has become heavier and how your breathing and heart rate have become more relaxed. 12, 11, 10. And as your physical body has relaxed, notice how your emotions have become more calm, more peaceful. That's right. 9, 8, 7. And you're putting yourself into that perfect mental state now. 6, 5, 4. Where you can picture now. 3, 2, 1, your favorite natural place. Go there in your imagination now and look around you. See the surroundings, the sky, and the landscape. Smell the fresh air. Hear around you the natural sounds of this place. And feel again that comfort and pleasant feeling you feel when you go there. And remember, whenever you come to this place, you always imagine around you a bubble of protective positivity. Imagine that around yourself now. It can be any color you want. And inside that bubble now, you only ever think positively of yourself. You only ever imagine yourself succeeding. You only ever hear and say positive things to yourself. You only ever choose to feel confident and capable now. That's right. Intensify those feelings of confidence in yourself now, in your sports ability now. And let those feelings of confidence take you back, back, back in time to a time when you performed really, really well in your sport, a personal best performance. Go back to that time now. That's right. And take a moment to imagine the scene as if you were watching a movie. And there you are up on the screen, back at that time, in that place, performing really well. Fill in the details of the picture around you. Notice where you were, what time of day it was, who else was around, if anyone, what you were doing. And then make that picture bigger and brighter and bring it closer until suddenly you find yourself back in your body then. That's right. Seeing out of your eyes, feeling yourself in your body back at that time. Noticing how you were breathing, how you were moving your body and what you were feeling at the time. This is a time when you performed really well. Yes. What were you thinking to yourself? What were you feeling? Proud of yourself? Confident? Intensify those feelings now. Feel them in your body again now. And with those feelings strong in your body, feeling confident and capable, knowing what you can achieve, get in touch with a dream. What do you want to achieve in your sport? What would you like to do? Dream a little. Look forward into the future. From this place of performing well, what could you accomplish? What would you like to accomplish? Everyone's got a dream inside them. Sometimes those dreams are stopped by other people. Let that dream come up inside you really strongly now. Get in touch with it. See it clearly. See it off in the future there. And then bring that sense of the dream back to you now. Understand it. And when you fully get in touch with that dream, when it's really clear and it rings true to you, just hold your thumb and fingers together. And remember, if at any time in the future you need access to these feelings of being confident and capable in your own abilities, or you lose your way, you lose your motivation, you lose sight of your dream, just use this trigger and you'll recover these feelings of confidence and connectedness to the dream. And in a moment or two, I'm going to begin to count up again from 1 to 21. to allow you to guide yourself up out of your relaxation. Bringing that sense of the dream back with you. Bringing the understanding of the dream back with you. And with every ascending number that you hear, let yourself bring your attention back to your surroundings. One, two, three. Coming up out of your relaxation now. Bringing your attention back to the external world. Four, five, six. Notice how your heart rate and breathing are picking up. Seven, eight, nine. And all your body functions coming back to their normal waking levels now. 10, 11, 12. Hearing the sounds around you. 13, 14, 15, feeling your body. 16, 17, 18, moving your fingers. 19, 20, 21. Open your eyes, feeling refreshed and energized, fully alert and attentive, and bringing back with you that strong connection to your dream. This is the end of Side B. If you've benefited from listening to this tape, you'll probably also enjoy the other Sports Mind tapes in the series.